Labguang Sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan para bolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Alright, magandang hapon sa inyo lahat. Ito ang Labguang Sports. Kasama ko si Teammate Wisdom at syempre ako si Teammate Ivan. At ayun, Sports News, Teammate Wisdom, UAP.
UAP, tayo bukas do or die versus, hindi naman do or die. Tama, yung men's volleyball natin do or die against FEU kasi they are tied in fourth place.
Actually, tied sila tapos hindi naman do or die kasi ano naman eh. Kailangan manalo ang UP para may advantage lang naman siya.
To secure the spot lang.
Parehong teams may tatlong ano eh, may tatlong games pa. No? Tapos, yun. Pero parang pag mayroon na talo,
do or die mangyayari.
Kasi ano eh.
For solo fourth, di ba?
Yeah, tapos medyo matindi pa rin naman yung kalaban ng dalawang team. So marami pang pwedeng mangyari.
Although mas mahirap yung
baka
UP?
Umabot sa dulo. Oh, mahirap
yung next na
baka
kalaban natin.
Posibleng, pwedeng sabihin yon. Tsaka on the roll ngayon ano eh, yung FEU sa pagkuha ng ano ng Final Four. Ayun. So women's
sa
bukas,
women's, ano? Fight for solo third.
Oh, tama, solo third pa rin sila. Nag-aabang lang sila ng ano ng games ng Ateneo tsaka Lasal yun on April 10 na kung sinong malaglag doon eh baka kaya nilang sabayan ng for second. So pwedeng pang mag-second din
mag-second
na
tayo.
Actually
kung
pwede
manalo tayo bukas.
Oo. So yun. On other sports sa baseball?
Baseball champion na ang Ateneo. Mm-hmm. Kakatapos lang, so congrats. Kalaban na yung Lasal. And then softball. Wait, nakalimutan ko kung sino. Basta UST na
Adamson.
Game 3, Adamson and UST.
Adamson UST.
Okay. So, 'yun. Natapos yung 73 game winning streak ng Adamson, pero champion pa rin sila.
Upcoming sports April 9, street it's dance. Street dance, no? So, 'yun. Oh, as usual, meron tayong special guest, teammate.
Ay, by the way, shout out pala kay Coach Mike ng ano, ng yung nang maroons na shop sa shopping center. Dumaan ako kanina, tumingin ko, sabi ko, ano ba mga bagong design na shirt? Tapos binigyan ako isang t-shirt.
Ah, talaga? So, manonood ka na ng games, magpupunta ka na live, teammate.
Pwede, pwede. Tumingin lang ako, ano ba mga bagong design? Sabi ni Coach, sabi niya, ano ba size niyo? Zero large. Maya-maya, ano, umakit siya sa taas. Maya-maya, may dala ng t-shirt. Pero bumili na ako isang pang shirt kasi nahiya na ano, kukuha ng libre.
Ayun, so, special guest natin ngayon, Teammate Wisdom.
Sino? Special to. Special guest.
Super special. Bakit
special
naman?
Special child.
Special child. Bakit anong special dito ng ano, guest natin?
Ano siya, balik UP siya.
Balik UP.
Oh, balik. Okay. Kasi, sa product ng College of Human Kinetics, si Jay Foots or mas kilala na ngayon sa Coach Jay.
Yun. Yeah, so, Coach Jay Futalan, kamusta rin naman natin yun, ano, listeners namin sa ano sa aming program sa Labguang Sports.
Good afternoon sa lahat ng nakikinig ng Labguang Sports. So, I'm very thankful na naimbitahan ako dito and thankful din ako dahil sa hectic na schedule ko final na nakapag-guest din ako dito.
Yun. At matagal na natin gusto si Coach Jay pumunta dito.
Hindi, ano kasi ito eh. Parang unicorn lang eh. Minsan nakikita mo lang bigla tapos wala. Madalang siya dumaan sa college eh.
Yun. So,
yun. Hectic Jay, schedule kasi.
Bakit?
Ano ba ang ginagawa mo ngayon?
Okay. Ako right now is the head strength and conditioning specialist for the national teams. So basically, ang trabaho ko is I develop and implement scientific training programs for our national athletes. And especially right now, we are in our... This is an Olympic year. So,
diba?
Very busy yung ating ano. Yeah. Very busy yung ating schedule. So, madami tayong athletes na magko-qualify for Olympics.
Yun. Final na ba ang ano natin? Ang ating mga Olympians na pupunta or meron pang mga posibleng madagdag?
Actually, right now, meron pa tayo kasi meron pa tayong boxing.
Oo.
Meron pa tayong table tennis. Meron tayong shooting. Meron pang taekwondo. Actually, yung qualifying natin for taekwondo will be held here sa Marriott Hotel.
Okay. So dito. Dito. Ay, qualifying for the Olympics.
For Olympics. Okay. Yun. So top two in each weight category yung
makaka-qualify. So outright qualified sila.
Outright qualified sila.
Yun. Mm. By the way, so yung sa boxing din pala, congratulations sa kanila kasi so I think anim na contingent sa World Championship ngayon. Mm. Okay. Yung lima nakapasok na sa next round, sa quarterfinals.
Ayun. So, actually, isa lang yung nalaglag. Ang ganda nga ng, ang galing nga ng guest natin yun. Kasi, ito, parang ano eh, malalaman mo na right from the, alam niya yun, up to date na mga Olympians natin na papasok. Kasi sino ba, ano, excited na ako sa Olympics tuloy. Sino ba yung mga papasok sa ano, sa mga
okay, right Olympics, now, sports we from have, the Philippines? We have two, okay? One is already confirmed na, si Eric Ray.
Uh-huh.
He will be competing
track and
in
field,
yes, track and field
event.
He will be competing in the 400 meter low hurdles. So right now he is the current record holder for 400 meter low hurdles and for the 100 meter dash of SEA Games.
SEA Games. Okay. Okay.
So the other one is hindi pa, we still haven't gotten the confirmation from International Weightlifting Federation, but likely she will be part of the Olympics na kasi she already she finished top 3 in the world,
di ba? Tapos right nag-champion siya sa
and nag-champion siya sa Asia. So this is Hidilyn Diaz. Yes. So right now she is our strongest bet to win the gold medal.
Wow. Yeah,
kasi actually sa weight is one weightlifting is one of the sports na ang Asians compete with can compete against the best in the world kasi usually North Americans or Europeans malalakas sa mga maraming sports.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sa weightlifting daw, we have China.
Chinese Taipei.
Diba? Then yung mga former Soviet bloc na countries. North Korea, emerging. So, yun. Actually, si Heidi rin dumadaan yan minsan sa ano sa CHK.
Nagko-compete sila minsan.
Nakikibuhat sa ano. Talaga? Hindi mo siya mapapansin kasi sobrang low-key lang na tao.
Wow.
Hindi ba si Nestor, ano?
Actually, meron pa kaming chance.
By the way, si Nestor Colonna, di ba?
Colonna, yeah.
Colonna, yeah. It's another weightlifter na promising natin. So, anong ano sa kanya?
So, right now, kasi ang qualification ng weightlifting is you have to finish top 3 in the world sa competition. So, that was held last November. So, si Hidilyn, she won 2 bronze medals
okay,
for snatch and clean and jerk. While si Nestor, he only won clean and jerk bronze.
Okay.
So, he finished 4th. Slim na margin lang. So, he has to compete in another qualifying event in Uzbekistan. So, this April yun, 21. But this time, it's a team event. So, yung accumulated points.
Points ng ano?
Yung
ng team mismo.
10 individuals. 10 women, 10 men. Yung kailangan makakuha ng points for him para makakualify siya sa Olympics.
Yun, so good.
Wild card.
Mayroon tayong, kasi diba we have mandatory sports na nasa Olympics. So, ano yun? Swimming,
track and field
sa some events. Mm. So, ano pa yung mga sports na ano natin? Hinihintay na most probably makakapasok tayo ng mga Olympics.
Well,
taekwondo.
Taekwondo, malaking chance yung taekwondo natin.
Sila Japoy ba?
Hindi, si Japoy. Coach na si Japoy.
Coach na ba siya? Ganun na ako katanda.
Kasi hanggang ngayon.
Dati, nasa Milo pa lang.
Pero nasa Milo pa rin siya.
Nasa Milo pa rin siya.
Okay.
Si Japoy, wala. By the way, Japoy Lizardo, yung parang icon, di ba? Icon
ng Milo.
So, wala na pala siya sa akin.
Oo, wala. Pero nagka-coach na siya ngayon. Okay. So ngayon, yung meron tayong apat na representative. Pero hindi pa na-finalize kung sino yung maglalaro.
Okay.
Pero among those pinagpipilian, I see Samuel Morrison, tsaka si Pauline Lopez.
Okay.
These are SEA Games gold medalists.
Okay. So both Pumsay and sparring?
No, this is just sparring.
Ah, so sparring. Kasi ano ba ang kasama sa Olympics?
Ang Olympics sparring
lang, no?
Pero ang Philippines kasi ang world champion sa Pumsay.
Diba?
If you don't know,
JP.
In a JP. Ano tayo? We are very competitive in the world Pumsay scene.
Oh, actually.
World champion tayo.
Yung Coach G, yung BMX, kasama pa ba yun?
Si Danny Caluwag. Wala pa ang news regarding his qualifying. So, medyo hindi ko pa na. No? Pero I'll look into that. And likely siya lang yung ating individual na nag-gold sa Asian Games. Diba surprising na out of all the contingents na we sent, siya lang yung nag-gold. Actually, ang training niya kasi sa US eh. So wala pa tayo.
California din ba? Mm. California kid din.
Akin exciting yun kasi closest to motorsports si na.
Closest to motorsports.
yung motor niya, yung legs lang ng tayo yung motor niya.
Actually, napakahirap ng sport ng BMX. Nahirap siya.
Tama. Then we have swimmers, di ba?
Swimmers. I think si Jesse Lacuna tsaka si Alcaldi, they're on their way to qualifying. I think Jesse already qualified.
All right. Mamaya tapos on our way mamaya tayo. Malalaman rin natin kung sino yung mga tinetrain ni Coach Jay sa mismo sa PSC. Sa for the national teams, no? So ang oras po natin ngayon ay 5:50 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pag-ibig.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin.
Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Sun. Traffic. Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako.
Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Iba talaga pag alam mong maraming sumusuporta sa'yo. Ang sarap ipanalo ng bawat laban. Bawat laro, bawat panalo, para sa bayan. Ito po si Diego Dario mula sa Batang Gilas, Pilipinas. Suportahan natin ang mga atletang Pilipino. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
So, magandang hapon ulit. At itong Love Kong Sports kasama ang special guest natin na si Jay Futalan.
Coach Jay Futs. Wait, okay. Isa lang. Either, ano man tawag sa'yo sa PSC? Coach Jay.
Coach Jay.
So, pag dito sa'yo, Jay Futs.
UP Jay Futs.
Okay, UP tayo.
Kapatid ni Nay Futs. So, well, background muna sa sa'yo. No? Of course, graduate ka ng CHK.
CHK, yes.
Okay. Then,
so, actually nang nag-start ako sa UPS CSCS.
CSCS. Okay. Certificate of Sports Studies. Tama.
Okay, so after ng certification ko, nagtinuloy ko ng bachelor's. Bachelor of Sports Science. And then from that time, nag-start ako ng mag-join ng athletics team. Doon ako nag-start mag-join athletics team.
And your event was?
Sprints. 100 tsaka 200 meter sprints. Tsaka relay. And then, from there, I was invited by our Dean Deser, to be his assistant sa basketball team noon. Doon ako nag-start. So, I was still an undergrad then. So, yun yung first exposure ko sa coaching. And then from there, kasabay nun yung PBA D-League na Powerade Junior Tiger si Coach Ricky Dandan.
Kasi tayo yung core tayo, ng players.
Core ng players, UP.
Coach Jay, sisingit ko lang para sa mga listeners natin. No? paano ka nag-transition from track and field tapos naging basketball?
Ayan,
para
ayan.
Paano yun? Ano ba yun? Ano na? Oh. Nag-coach ka ba ng sprinting sa okay. basketball?
Tinamad na siyang tumakbo. Tinamad na siyang tumakbo. Ayaw na tumakbo. Coach na siya.
Interesting yan. So, ever since naman, ano eh, I've been a fan of yung like strengthening and conditioning. So, ayan. So, nung nasa dorm kasi kami, nasa hostel. Ayan, dati may hostel pa eh. Nung nasunog, sayang, diba?
Parang, abo na lang siya, abo.
Okay. Just a memory.
So, nung time na yon, puro athletes kami sa dorm. So, napapansin ko yung mga kapwa ko athletes na, oy, but hindi sila nakakatakbo ng maayos or he could be better, diba? So ako, I extended my help to them na, sige, turun ko kayo para gumaling kayo. I mean, tulungan tayo sa UP para hindi tayo, para
diba, gumaling sa sport. Diba kasi wala silang ginagawang extra?
Kasi yung iba, hindi naman, wala silang coach na magtuturo sa na tumakbo. So from there, no, nagturo ako ng football, turo ako ng softball, turo ako ng basketball. Tapos doon ako napansin, actually, parang kasi every time na may chance ako, I would train them. So kahit siguro mga madaling araw, gising kami maaga, kahit wala akong kapalit yun, sige, training tayo para at least okay na sa akin yun, lumakas ka, diba? So after noon, napansin yung nang ni Dean Deser yung ano ko, yung tulong ko sa team. So doon niya inoffer yung help. So from there, yung experience na nung nag-start ako, hindi ko naman alam lahat eh. So syempre, through exposure din, I learned kung ano yung mga kailangan kong improve, ano kailangan kong gawin para mas maging magaling ako dun sa ginagawa ko.
Dealing with people.
Dealing with people.
Isa sa mga unforeseen na...
Tsaka ito si Coach J, dati classmate ko before. Tapos nalala ko, may mga times rin kami na umuwi. Marahaba yung kwento, galing Tacaytay nun eh. Tapos Christmas break yun. So, ang ano nun. Tapos alam ko, talagang pinip... Yung uso pa yung time na yun, yung certification course ng strength and conditioning, CSCS, diba? Talagang paulit-ulit yung kinikwento lang niyan parati. So, nakakatuwa lang kasi parang, yun nga, ito na nga, parang, lahat ng national teams ngayon.
Halos lahat.
Pilipinas, hinahandle mo. So, parang from simple passion lang ng, yun nga, tumutulong sa kapwa.
Hilig lang.
Tapos biglang, yun nga, since tama naman yun yung course niya, diba?
Tama.
Swak.
Diba?
Swak. At least he's,
he's, the rest is history.
Diba?
So what they say.
At least, nandun yung passion.
Actually, diba? Nakakatuwa pa, kasi gusto ko rin i-share, kasi nung nag-training ako ng track and field, naglalaro pa ako, yung mga naging coaches ko are from the national team. Yung first coach ko, si Olympian, si Alma Muros, Posadas.
Naabutan mo pala siya.
And then,
brief stint lang siya sana.
Diba? One year, one to two years. Tapos, the next one is si Ninoy Marayag or yung mga ibang national athletes. Nakatawa kasi, yung mga coaches ko na yon before, except si Coach Elma, nakalabang ko pa sila eh. Nakalabang ko sila, naging coach ko sila. And then, nung nagpunta ako sa national team, naging athlete ko sila.
Okay.
O, diba? Parang nag-reverse yung role namin, diba? Pero, at okay naman yung ano namin, yung working relationship namin after that. So, mas maganda yung ano eh, yung aming harmony kasi familiar kami sa isa't isa.
So after graduation, diretso ka na ba sa PSC?
Yes, actually meron pa akong mga ibang kinonsider na jobs pero eventually I chose the work in PSC.
Doon mo ba nakasama si Mark Lopez?
Si Mark Lopez, yeah. Isa nating basketball players from the...
Nasa PCBL nga.
Yung PSC ba? Ano ba yan? May opening ba yun? May nakita?
Actually...
You see that PSU had an opening na parang, uy, kaya kong gawin to.
Actually, nakakatawa kasi nakita lang ako ni, kilala niyo si SJ, di ba? SJ. Ano yung memo?
Yung dati may hawak yun.
Ang nandun kasi sa PSC dati, si EJ Abilo at si SJ Ano Nuevo.
Si SJ is also one of our graduates sa Human Genetics.
Tapos, nung alis na siya, sabi niya, nakita niya ako one time, nag-extra work yung isa sa mga Cameroonian natin na imports that time.
Okay.
So sabi niya, baka interested ka, baka gusto mong itry.
Okay.
So, binigyan niya ako ng chance to try the PSC. And then, eventually, nakuha ako. So, yun yung start actually. So, grabe, yung coincidence din na nakita ka lang, tapos yun, end up na nandito na ako ngayon.
Tama. Yung tao yung sasabi na, just do your work and people will notice.
Yes,
you.
That's true. That's true.
Ganun niya yung lumalabas talaga eh. Hindi ka ba na-overwhelm sa dami ng teams na kino-coach mo? Parang the work na parang nakita mo na, teka, malaking responsibilidad dong kukunin ko tong BSc na to. Pilipinas na yung pinag-uusapan diba? Natin. Hindi na, hindi school to, hindi university. Talagang
top athletes
to.
Yeah. So, clarify ko, yung role mo is a head strength and conditioning coach na
actually,
BSc.
Apparently, head ako, pero wala talaga akong assistant.
So, wala akong
yung unit.
Pero kasi, diba, ideally kasi, yung structure should be every NSA should have a
conditioning
coach and then it should be overseen by you, for example.
Actually, ganito yan eh. The PSC provides the service. Okay. Diba? So, through me, okay, sa strength and conditioning area. So, the national teams are encouraged to go to me to seek help in the area of strength and conditioning. Ngayon, right now, mag-isa lang ako. So, I'm handling almost every sport. So, as of now, I think I have around 200 athletes under me.
Okay.
So, of different events yon. So, it's very overwhelming din.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, isipin mo naman na parang...
Wala siyang assistant.
Wala akong assistant.
200 athletes. All, team niya eh.
Wala akong assistant. Tapos, iba-iba yung ginagawa ko. So, you're making a difference. Let's say, isipin na lang natin na if you are handling around 17 teams, okay? So, each player pa yon, meron pang different considerations yon. So, gagawa ka ng program for 17 teams, but sabihin natin parang lumalabas na ang average kasi ng isang team ay nasa 10 eh.
Okay.
10 players eh. So, gagawa ka ng 10 different programs, ganon. So, 17 times 10, mga ganon yung lumalabas.
So, mostly sa diretso na, wala na silang sariling conditioning coach, bali?
Oo, parang ganon na diretso sila sa akin. So, minsan, ang working hours kasi namin sa PSC is 8 to 5, yung regular. Pero since I'm working with athletes, it's very different yung time frame ko.
Diba, oh.
Kasi minsan, it will start at 6 a.m. tapos matatapos ka mga 10 p.m. mga ganun yung mga scenario. Pero hindi mo naman kasi pwede silang hindi mo pwedeng tanggihan. Kasi syempre, kung ikaw lang yung pwedeng gumawa ng trabaho, hindi ka pwedeng...
Just diba? Kasi pumunta na rin sila, diba? To seek help.
So, oo, parang, diba? Please, parang, diba? Ang mahirap kasi, parang walang ibang gagawa eh, diba?
So parang kawawa naman yung atleta.
Kawawa yung atleta. Mm-hmm.
So, ano ba? Ito, most of the teams, they have their own conditioning coach or mostly wala? Kasi there are some things. Yeah. Isa ba yung boxing, basketball, may sarili silang tutok lang sa kanila. Okay. Sa ibang mga NSA ba natin?
Actually, meron kasi, ganito kasi sa PSC or yung mga NSA kasi is non-government yung mga NSA.
Diba?
So,
depende sa sino mga manager,
private, eh.
Sponsors, private padrino system.
So, yung iba, meron silang kinukuha na strength and conditioning coach. Okay? So, pero yung iba, wala talaga. And yung iba, very traditional pa rin yung approach nila. So, hindi sila na, kumbaga parang hindi sila na open up dun sa idea na, kailangan mo tong area na to.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, when we're talking about elite athletes, usually, pare-pareho na yung skill level nila kasi nandun sila sa level na yun. Pero, usually, nagkakatalon sila kung ano yung kondisyon ng katawan nila pagdating ng laro eh. Kaya, alam mo, tayo mga Pilipino, we're very talented people. Yun nga lang problema natin, hindi natin na ma-maximize yung every area nung ating training. Kasi usually, we have like around 9 experts dapat in different areas.
Okay.
Just working with one athlete.
Thinking about that.
Tama. So, meron kang dietitian, meron kang PT, meron kang doktor.
Psychologist.
May trainer ka, meron ka pang head coach. Skills coach, mga ganon.
Sa atin, tactical coach.
Sa atin, lahat.
Lang.
Lahat na yun, pag ganon. Ang hirap. So, kung ikaw head coach ka, tapos iisipin mo pa yung strength training ng athlete mo, baka mabaliw ka na kasi sa dami ng kinakonsider mo.
Yung success to ng athlete is, kahit individual sport, is a team effort.
Yes, correct. Yes, exactly.
Yung support,
exactly.
Yung staff nila na lumalabas sa likod nila eh.
Exactly.
Unless ikaw si Efrem Bata Reyes.
The magician.
Kinasa mo lang sa streets.
Yan, totoo yan.
Yun. So hindi ba, so sinasabi mo sa amin is, mas maganda ba na sana under you, meron ka rin several coach.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yun yung pinupush ko ngayon na hopefully yung CHK
mapapakinggan nila. Yan. Na,
oh. At saka yung alibaw, kahit man lang yung mga undergrad, kasi malaking exposure to. Kasi ang very unfortunate na we are a government-run university, but yung ating how we care for our country is not as, you know, evident in the way we seek our opportunities or our careers. Kasi for example, 'di ba? Tayo dapat tayo yung unang line na pinupuntahan ng government to get like experts kasi. Kasi tayo, government to government. But unfortunately, yung ating mga graduates, they don't have the awareness to serve the country rin.
Diba?
Yung problema. Ang laki ng task ng for to handle an elite team without the experience yet. So, yun exactly. It's a challenge na nakikita ng mga students.
Sa mga graduates kasi natin din, ang mostly sa kanila nag-branch off into the commercial industry.
Correct. Yes.
Teka lang, wala bang pupunta mga interns sa ano mo?
Well, actually, may mga ibang schools
na pupunta. Interns ng
pero yun, wala actually.
Wala
ba? Wala.
Masabi nga yan.
Pakibanggit naman.
Ilan ba gusto mo? Mga 10 interns per day.
Kahit siguro kahit 5.
Yan, kailangan natin pag-usapan.
Meron na 4 sa labas.
Mag-break muna tayo. Okay.
5 a.m. to 10 p.m.
So yun,
masabi ko nga yan next time.
Ay 5:30 ng hapon, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng Broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Yeah. Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Alan 2016.
Bilang Pilipino, karapatan at tungkulin mong makiisa sa maayos at malinis na halalan.
Karapatan ng isang kandidato na protektahan ng kanyang sarili ngayong darating na halalan. Ngunit tungkulin itong sumunod sa patakaran na nagbabawal sa pagkakaroon ng sariling security personnel na hindi otorisado ng COMELEC.
Maging matalinong botante, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasali mo sa pagsusulong ng isang maunlad na bayan. Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Cheeseburger, 400 calories, check. Spaghetti, 400 calories, check. Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check.
Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ano ang mga tatawagan pag ikaw ay nangangailangan ng tulong?
117! Police! Police! May nagnakaw ng wallet ko!
116! Sunog! Sunog! Nasusunog ang bahay ni Mang Ading!
112! Tulong! Tulong! Kailangan namin ng ambulansya!
Laging may taong tutulong sa iyo. I-dial lang ang 117 para kay Mamang Pulis, 116 para kay Manong Bombero, at 112 para kay Kuya Ambulansya. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love ko ang sports at kasama natin si Coach Jay Futalan.
Good afternoon!
From the Philippine Sports Commission and head coach, strength and conditioning coach of mostly lahat ng national teams.
Yes. So, deka na, pakiclarify nga muna kasi marami na ko-confuse niyo. Ano bang pinagkaiba ng PSC, POC, and then ano ang NSA?
Okay,
Very quick lang. Ang daming letters.
Oh,
yung PSC, okay, yan yung government commission. Okay, it's concerned mostly ang concern nito mostly is yung disbursement of funds.
Okay,
so 65% ng pondo natin hindi natin kinukuha sa PCSO.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, six.
Kala ko pang ambulance lang yung PCSO.
Okay. Yung pala yung madaming gamit. Oh, so, yung mga pagtumaya ka na loto.
Gaming yan. Gaming and entertainment. Tama?
Punta yun. 65% yun. Okay. Laki nun. Laki ng chunk na yun. So, ang POC naman is a non-government association.
By the way, BSC is a Philippine Sports Commission. Ang POC is a Philippine Olympic Committee. Which is, ano yung POC naman?
This is a non-government association.
Okay.
Okay. Organization. So, ang role nito mostly is to accredit or to recognize an NSA.
Okay. Okay.
For example, for competition abroad, you can compete as a representative of the Philippines. But if you're not recognized by the POC,
okay,
you're just a representative but not the national team.
Ay, okay.
Tama.
Okay. So, yung fund disbursement and management nasa sa PSC. Pero yung recognition as, let's say, as a national team, nasa POC. Pero ang POC, wala silang budgeting powers, bale?
Wala.
Kasi under sila ng IOC,
They have to make their own funds.
Kasi under sila ng IOC, diba?
IOC sila.
So, yung mga NSA are under the POC?
Actually, ano siya eh. PSC siya. Okay?
Okay.
Pero, actually kasi ang NSA, National Sports Associations, mga non-government din sila.
Okay.
Pero they need to be recognized by both eh.
Okay. So yung mga NSA are also the national teams.
National teams, diba? For example, NSA of taekwondo, basketball, ganyan.
So even if hindi siya Olympic sport,
may NSA
recognize
siya.
Pa rin siya ng POC, for example.
Kailangan ma-recognize siya
recognize,
ng POC.
May recognize.
So does it necessarily na mean na Olympic sport lang?
Pero importante na ano, importante, mas malaking binibigyan ng emphasis yung Olympic sports.
Yung mission nila actually is for the Olympics talaga. Kaya yun sa amin, naging problema sa amin for sa motorsports, dahil hindi kami under ng Olympics. Hindi kami nare-recognize ng as an NSA na yun nga, magiging national team kami. Representative lang parati kami. So, pero yun, the feeling of having a flag that,
diba?
iba pa rin yung nangyayari, yun lang yung feeling. Ang nahihirapan rin ng kami is of course getting funds from the Olympic Committee and the PSC extra to help us also in competing.
Self-funded lang
sa
kayo.
Mostly that's privateers true. Kami and self-funded.
Buti pa yung isang sport mo, volleyball, dalawang NSA.
Madami na yung conflict.
Marami pa.
Marami pa.
May fin swimming pa ako tsaka ano. So, iba. But it's almost all PSC and POC. And they have to all work together. Pati yung NSA, kailangan mag-work together lahat.
Yes.
By the way, pasok pa ba yung ano natin? Tuloy pa rin ba yung priority sports?
Yes, tuloy pa rin. Which are? Priority athletes sila.
Priority athletes or priority sports?
Priority athletes.
Athletes. Okay.
Ano ito yung priority
athletes?
Usually mga niyan, yung mga...
Mostly individual sports.
Sila yung mga nag-medal sa international competition like SEA Games and Asian Games. Sila yung mga yan. Like for example, not necessarily strictly for number of sports lang, pero those who medaled in the sports are considered.
So what does it entail pag priority sila? Una sila sa pila?
Hindi, usually mas mataas ang salary nila.
Mas mataas ang salary, okay.
Usually starting salary kasi ng national athletes, would you believe it? Nasa around siguro 7,200, something like
talaga.
That.
So, mas mababa pa sa ano, minimum salary
grade.
Well,
actually, unfortunately.
If you think about, they are government employees.
And actually,
so that should be at least 11 something sa bagong
salary.
Actually,
they are not
natin.
Employees of the government.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah, they are not. They are not.
So, paano yung, so wala silang benefits kung hindi sila ganyan?
Siguro, meron silang benefit as an athlete. For example, may medication naman, may hospitalization. Pero ang ano kasi, ang problem na kasi, if you think about it, they are specialized skilled people.
Diba?
Specialized skilled people sila. So, parang unfortunate lang na that is the only parang, what you call it, support that we're giving them. Dahil, you know, these people are not working in the same hours at same time frame of like normal.
So, para silang people. Contractors.
And iba yung commitment na binibigay nila. Tama.
Some of the athletes no longer study because they have to perform in their sport. So, which is very unfortunate na when they graduate or when they retire from their sport, wala silang future masyado na opportunities.
Diba? So they just end up na sa sport lang nila ulit.
Yun.
Diba? As a coach, hindi ba concern to sa'yo na parang may in welfare nila na kailangan?
Actually, kailangan welfare, no?
Hindi, kasi diba? Kailangan kompleto yung athlete natin. That they're well-treated. They have also,
hindi naman China level na may family mo may allowance.
It's just that pag iniisip-isip mo naman, they should be given more recognition of to what they're doing. Yeah, so because of the commitment, to the country and to the sport na binibigay
nila. And be treated as parang government employee kasi that's what they are. They're working for the flag. Diba? Apparently, lumalabas pala. Parang iba, hindi sila salary grade. Like sa mga, ano sila?
Meron sila, rates na ibang may rates din sila iba.
So, iba's lang tarifa.
So, how paano yung motivation ng mga athletes nito?
Actually, mahirap.
Tsaka yung commitment nga nila. Paano mo nasistick yun? Okay. And, yun, as a coach, paano mo dinideal itong situation na to para makapag-perform? Kasi nakapag-produce pa rin tayo ng athletes at
world class
and magic then eventually yun. Nasa send natin sa Olympics, so ano ba para to, paano namubuhay yung mga athletes natin?
Actually, for me, ang hirap din kasi isang motivation yung syempre like malayo ka sa pamilya mo, probinsyano, sige na magpapadala ka pa ng pera, lahat everything.
Diba,
madami kang concerns yung iba dito hindi umuwi mga ilang taon na
talaga.
So parang ikaw medyo as a coach mahirap din na i-motivate yung iba kasi alam mo na iba yung pinapagdaanan nila. Iba-iba yan. Isipin mo 200 athletes yan, iba-iba yung pinagdadaanan nila. So yung concern is nandun talaga dapat. I mean, as a coach, hindi lang ang trabaho ko is to what do you call this?
Train them,
yeah. Diba? Parang yes, that's a given, pero minsan you cannot train someone na he's not mentally and emotionally ready to step in the gym or to do things in the oval. So ako, for me, it's more of importante na you have to make a very good connection with them. Mm. Okay? So unang-una, as a coach, they must be able to trust you. Okay? Kasi parang isipin mo, yung pangarap nila, pangarap nila sa bansa, para pangarap na rin para sa sarili nila. Mm-hmm. Is very very big yon, and they need people to support them okay to get there. So parang anong nangyayari doon is you become part of that dream diba? Hindi ka pwedeng okay dito lang ako, diba? Hindi, you have to commit yourself din doon sa ganun na level. So ang isa sa mga I'm looking forward siguro in the future na maayos natin yung scholarship. May mga scholarships na binibigay.
May programs naman rin sila.
Binibigay. Pero yun nga lang, it's yung magiging mas in line with their set of skills.
Okay.
Yun yung wala tayong program dun. Kasi minsan, sige, mag-aaral sila ng business course or anything engineering or computer, ganyan. Pero, kung saan sila magaling, dun natin sila dapat minamaximize. Kasi, one of the problems that we have in the country is we have few coaches na magaling. Kasi for example,
few kumbaga credible or qualified coaches.
Qualified coaches. So kulang tayo doon. So siguro ang best way natin is to improve their standard of living din, at saka yung maximize their skills is to teach them to be the next coaches. Yung parang to be certified them na okay na tuturuan na in the way of coaching, in the way of properly dealing with athletes. So, we actually hit two birds with one stone. Na-improve mo yung standard living nila, and then you're able to
next generation.
Diba? So, it's a win-win for us. Mm-hmm. Yun yung isang, hopefully na makita ng mga sports leaders natin, mga nasa position. Para at least hindi lang sila dispensable lang na tatapon na sila after. Kawawa kasi minsan meron akong na-encounter. Naging traffic enforcer lang siya.
Ah, talaga?
So parang ano nangyari sa'yo?
So the reason why iba marami sa nag-enlist sa Coast Guard,
sa military, diba?
Kasi, yun nga, for the income, for the added
income. Benefits.
But then again, it takes them away from their national athlete na duties.
So, actually, madaming concern din yan. Like for example, as an athlete, it is very advisable that for us, we go full time.
Diba?
That's okay, right.
Kasi,
focus kasi.
You're, the national, you're a national athlete eh. So parang, dapat yun lang yung ginagawa mo, diba? Like, kaya sa amin dati sa wrestling, ano eh, maraming, nakita yun ako dati sa national team, nakitrain lang. Tapos na-realize ko, ang hirap na.
Mahirap yung training talaga. Mahirap yung
training. Anyway, marami sa kanila, naka-enlist sa Air Force and Navy.
Oh.
And then, bakit? Kasi yun daw yung wala nang aeroplano, yung barko. Pero naka-enlist sila. Pupunta lang sila. For, kaya may formation, mga ganyan. Pero again, it deviates you from your duty as a national athlete. Mm-hmm. So, diba, sayang.
Actually, isa sa mga concern yan, dahil, ba, for example, madami ring tayong team sports na madaming estudyante. Okay, so yung mga estudyante, minsan hindi sila nakaka-attend ng training kasi estudyante sila, nag-aaral sila eh. So medyo hirap sila kung ano ba yung pag-ibabalasan yung mga bagay-bagay. Like for example, ano ka, taga-UP ka, tapos ang training mo sa Rizal Memorial Stadium sa Manila. Isipin mo na lang
yung topic yung training mo.
Tama.
Training yung 5 a.m. Diba? Tapos may 6 p.m. pa.
So, ang hirap talaga nung ganun, di ba? So, ang ano natin is yung we should be able to make ano an avenue na talagang win-win lahat mga
correct
natin.
Tama yun. Tama. Ano. So, mamaya malalaman natin kung paano
struggles and solutions
ni Coach Jay Futalan
for national glory.
Tama, for the Philippines, di ba? So, oras po natin yun, 5:45 ng hapon, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapin ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas, DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Alan 2016.
Nakakatawa mga politiko ngayon. Sa Facebook, may nagkalat ng ad na namamahagi siya ng PhilHealth card. At talagang nakabalandra ang mukha at pangalan niya. Pati ba naman lehitimong serbisyo, aangkinin natin para lamang mang-impluwensya ng boto?
Maging matalinong botante, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasali mo sa pagsulong ng isang maulad na bayan. Dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Mabuhay ang nanalilingkod sa bayan.
Stop. It's okay to breathe. Release the stress. Live your life. A public service announcement from DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Alright, so nagbabalik ang Love Kong Sports kasama si Coach Jay Futalan of the Philippine Sports Commission Strength and Conditioning Division.
Division.
Unit.
Head.
Strength and Conditioning Unit of the Sports Science Center.
Yo.
Yes. Now, I remember way back dun sa nung BSS student pa, may dumating na strength and conditioning coach ng isang, na Australian siya.
Mm-hmm.
And then he trains a professional rugby team sa Australia. Mm-hmm. Very big ang rugby sa Australia and New Zealand. Eh. Mm-hmm. So, isang statement that I would never forget, sabi niya is, coaching, okay, especially ang, kahit ang strength and conditioning is both a science and an art. Do you agree?
Yes. And why? Very much true. Like for example, science siya because we're working
basic principles.
Yeah, basic principles and we're working with the human body. You know, so a human body reacts to stress every time. So if we put the right stress, our athletes will improve the way we want them to improve. Art siya kasi you have to be creative, you have to improvise, you have to be resourceful. For example, in a setting na wala kang gamit, you have to improvise, you have to come up with something. So you base your decisions or your program to your principles in science, and then you come up with, like, for example, meron akong ginawa one time na I also go around the Philippines to give talks and seminars. Okay. So to train our teachers, our PE teachers, coaches, and yung mga provincial athletes natin in training. So one topic na I handled was the making of homemade exercise equipment.
Okay.
Kasi kailangan nila, you know, we can use the body for only so long, but importante na we put in more stress, the principle of progressive overload.
Diba? Kasi, you stress, tatlo yung possible reaction is that hindi ganun kalaki yung stress, walang nangyayaring improvements. It's either you just recover, which is just go back to baseline, or you adapt, which is eventually gumagaling.
So,
or you overtrain.
Oh, you overtrain.
So, yung art is in the getting into the adaptation na part, di ba, na gumagaling. Kasi if you have exactly the same program,
walang variation.
For two athletes na exactly the same sport, magiging iba pa rin yung response nila. So, dun papasok yung creativity.
Like,
how
for
much
example,
creativity do you need ba sa PSU?
Well, actually, madami.
Puro creativity yung
kasi madami. Before you go to the creativity, ito ba yung mga coaches, na-accept ba yung creativity na to? Kasi minsan, iisipin nila crazy idea itong creativity na to.
Aside from the athlete, yung coaches ba mismo naniniwala sa role mo?
This is how I approach them. I do not want them to think na intimidating, na threatening yung dating, di ba? Kasi syempre, gusto natin mag-work together, na it's not getting your job or from you, but it's about making you a better coach and making me a better coach as well. Parang ganun. So, ang ginagawa natin is explain muna natin yung science. Diba? Okay, explain natin. Okay, yung athlete mo, coach, ay hindi nag-improve dahil ganito yung mga problema niya. Ngayon, pwede natin siyang palakasin pa pag inayos natin yung mga problema niya. Identifying the weaknesses, ganyan. And then from there, coach, pwede na ito yung gagawin natin na approach. Minsan crazy idea siya, actually. But most often than not, it works. I mean, sa akin, I've come up with a different
approaches
and exercise. Biro mo yung exercise mo, inventuhin mo talaga, kasi kailangan specific, kailangan individualize. Kasi hindi pwede yung by the book ka lang, kasi kailangan mong mag-adjust.
May application. Application tsaka experience.
Very common mistake kasi papagawa ka lang bodybuilding na workout.
Mistake
sa mga natin. Ba't yung ginagawa?
So yun, gagawa ko, for example, ganun.
Pag when you had an athlete, you start the talk with the coach ba or with the athlete mismo?
Talk with the coach and the athlete. Importante kasi that they understand. For example, kasi most of the time, they come to me because of injuries.
Naginawa ka ng PT.
So parang ganun. Kasi minsan, yun yung problema. Dahil late na yung injury na masyado nang malala. Ganyan. So ang ginagawa natin, we find a way to fix that or to help them relieved of their pain. And then pag nakita na naging effective, doon na tayo pumapasok. Mas madali pumasok.
After mo silang ginawang healthy, gagawin mo siyang mas fit.
So doon nagkakaroon ng trust din. We train together with you. So yung minsan I also make experiment din, kasi importante din pero I always make sure na I try it to myself muna. Ako muna yung guinea pig muna ako, and then from there tuturo ko sa nila. It becomes a very good way din para, I mean, to make sure na safe yung ating workout.
Grabe. Alam mo, teammate wisdom, kulang na kulang yung oras natin at malapit na tayo matapos. Ang dami.
Kailan natin ng part 2.
Kailan ng part 2.
Part 4.
Wala pa yung mga netong issues.
Ito, Coach Jay, since, ayun, parang kami ni teammate wisdom, medyo nahinganyo talaga kami sa mga kwento mo tsaka sa experience mo.
Pero hindi kami sasali. Wala yun, maaga.
Maraming maishishare pa si Coach Jay.
Kailan natin at least dalawa pa ulit.
Ano bang, Coach, marami tayong mga students. Yung nga, sabi mo, antap pa itong PSC natin na ito, yung mga national teams. Ano bang ma-advise mo sa mga mga CHK undergraduates natin or yung mga coaches-to-be or mga players-to-be, maybe national athletes, hopefully, maybe who want to represent the Philippines in terms of sports. Ano bang mga mapapayo mo sa kanila sa ano as of this moment?
Okay. So, right now, kasi sa sports science, we have a lot of areas areas to do. So, ang kailangan natin is always find your passion.
Yeah.
Always find your passion and focus on that. Kasi most of us may think na let's look for a more financially promising venture. Mostly ganun tayo mag-isip. Pero the thing is, ang katotohanan dyan is if you love what you're doing, the money will come to you and you will not have to go for it or you don't have to chase for it.
You're serving a higher purpose.
Kasi yung pinakamaganda eh. You're serving the higher purpose. You're serving it for the country. You're serving it for other people.
You find fulfillment in that more than money.
Actually, yun nga eh. Actually, pag inisip mo yung mga athletes natin, national athletes natin, hindi rin hinahanap nila yung pera doon basta-basta ito talagang...
Give you an idea. Sige. Kahit sobrang dami mong pera, you cannot pay yourself to go to the Olympics. You have to earn it.
By the way, punta ka ba? Sorry.
Yes.
Wow!
Ano ng Portuguese?
Kailangan ko na mag-aral ng Portuguese.
Coach Jay, maraming salamat.
Thank you.
Kailangan ka talaga
natin. See you next time ulit sana.
Next time kung may chance.
For this one. Marami kami natutunan tsaka marami rin matututunan ng mga realizations. So, maraming salamat at sa susunod na pagkikita, pag-rinig niyo sa amin sa radyo ulit sa Labpong Sports. So, oras po natin ngayon ay 5:55 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.